Current up and sets about Mitzia Dab test, beginning with basic and test master begins the Gemara. Mashach behemizu, so pull this animal, Vakanakim Chalab, Bahulu, and acquire the vessels that are on it. That's the question. What's the halacha? What's the question? Keeping the Mashiach as a behemish Allah's ma'atma, since when you do Mashiach on the animal, it goes by itself. Mashiach became, that's not applicable by vessels, because by vessels, you're actually pulling the whole thing yourself. So maybe like not can, maybe you cannot acquire vessels because it's not sufficient to Mashiach do on the animal. But you're right, if he says to pull a box, and acquire the vessel inside of it, that was obvious to Rebbe Lazar that one would acquire the vessels. But then says, I'm going to say, why don't you resolve this in the Braisa that Mechas is Vina, but Vasta Pei Mebei is Dictoni? The Braisa says like this, Mashiach Hamarin, pull the donkeys, Upoilin, and I mean the donkey driver, the poilin and the workers, Lotech Beisai, into his house. So Shnei Mechayim Lachzer, so both of them could back out. Meaning, if the workers pulled it into his house, they could both back out. You see that just by doing the Mashiach, that doesn't acquire anything. You see people could still back out. So why wouldn't that answer the question clearly that the Peiris, which is like the equivalent of the Kalim, that's on the animal and they're doing Mashiach, that you see it's not Kaina. We can say it's not the Hasam lo Amalei Kani. There, it didn't say to go acquire it through that. That wasn't the purpose why he was pulling it. He was taking it to his house. So therefore, when you're pulling it, that was never told. So lekach lekoni, therefore you cannot acquire. Whereas here we're saying that he told him koni. Or you know, I mean, another part you can say is awesome over there. That he pulled the donkey drivers. Or meaning he told him to do what he needed, but he himself didn't pull the donkey. So therefore, that's why he can't acquire because he himself didn't do the mashiach. Now, B'hadik Tani, this they were learning with the Bein Pasik B'chulu, that whether there was the set amount of the price, etc., that the Gemara makes differentiations, the truth is what? The Nafila Pasak Umadad, the truth is really if they had set the price and they measured, that yeah, they'd be allowed to still back out. Because, like we said, he was never told to be kind. El Mishon, the Seif of Maflik, is only because the Seif over the differentiates Bein Pasik Ashley Madad, whether they set a price before it wasn't measured or Bein Madad Ashley Pasik, whether it was measured before it wasn't set a price. So, Nagadam Bereshai, Lishnus of the Rishon said that terminology, but really, it's not relevant because, anyways, we said that you can't be kind over there because that Mashiach wasn't meant to be a king Mashiach. Chin Tsarach of Tarts B'Seifa. You have to say something in the Seif of Dictoni that it says over there, park and they unloaded. Chnis of Tarach B'Seifa, and they brought it to his house. So Pasak actually mother that we made up the price until he didn't measure it, then anything less than they came back at anymore. And the girl wants to resolve over there from that the klisha meicher that the vessels of the seller, bishus lekech, once in possession of the buyer, lekani hameicher, the shehamekech kaim, that we say that he doesn't acquire it because the sale is valid. So Amma, what do you see? Haklimis patel, it's a lot of shus. That the vessel is nullified to the domain since that domain is the lekech. That's it. The seller can't back out anymore. Now, mashma sounds like mitam mashicha in the kainah, but sounds like for the mashicha itself wouldn't be a kinyan. Lefi should be kelev shalmeicher because it is in the vessels of the seller. Chimishani hasam and the gemara answer with the umukila and the gemara explains it. But sheshavchan mekelev shalmeicher that you poured it out of the vessels of the seller. The miskali the tumi. So mashma sounds like shemoyu bekelav shalmeicher that if we'd been in the vessels of the seller, loyikain they wouldn't acquire it. Ava pishach nesedek beisa, although the buyer already burned it to his house. And mashicha, which that's mashicha. The question is by my, but why? But pshitlon, but that's obvious to us. Be mashach kupe zuv kanekem shabetoicha, like we said in the beginning of Tesis, that if someone does mashicha on a box, not an animal, that he and to acquire vessels inside of it, kani acquires. So lost me shlum rather than there, you have to say Mishab Dulom Alikani, like we said, because he didn't tell him to acquire it. And Vayner Ritzer Shikna, and he doesn't want him to acquire it. Mashiach is Paris, Atzman only do Mashiach on the Paris itself, and that's why you're not gonna acquire if it's not a raya, it's not a difficult different that Gemara, but they're asking on the Allah but there, like we said, because there it wasn't supposed to be with Mashiach. So since Vat Ba'imatin Lamemu, we could also say the Hasam Ashmalay, that there it's understood. That they didn't set up a price until after the Mashiach. And therefore, that's why you don't acquire with Mashiach. So, another answer. This is what they're going to say. Am I not going to Mashiach be Mazu? Why they say that he pulled this animal? And why didn't they say Kami, with that terminology, why specifically mashach? Now, imisham, and this is a question over there in that Gemara. Imisham dukani pshit ledukani. If you're going to say, oh, because if they said acquire, it's obvious that he would acquire mitam chatzur from the halacha of like, oh, because it's like a courtyard. Alechas, even though it's going, we can't, if that's the case. But mashach nami ma'masafkali. Then why is the question he wouldn't use the word of being mashach? Since he's lending it to Madekilishalai, it says like it's his. Allah Hakin until after acquisition. You can tell me chatz and the fish acquired for chatz. So what's the gain of writing of mashach and the question and the question not my kani? Pesham says what he says because I'm only mashach when he tells me pull it. Lo yeshilai behemalikna sakinam tam chatz. He's not lending him the animal to acquire the vessel because as a courtyard. Elim shikas a behema only with the pulling of the animal. And therefore that's different fundamentally than if he would have said kani. Or you know, another part you could say is yaba boyi kani behema v'kelim. If we would have asked the question with the terminology of acquiring animal vessels, v'mahadale the kani, and he would respond that, oh, you acquire lo yochalei de mizei. Wouldn't know from the shemshikas a behema that by pulling an animal yiknakim you acquire vessels ki shem tam chatzakani. Because yeah, maybe it's from the status of a courtyard, b'kfusa, and where it's tied up. But they specifically asked it with Moshech, so we would know it as Meshicha and not from the Halacha of Chatz. Next test matter begins the Gemara. Sfina, a boat, is Menachneich. It's actually stationary. It might have become Amtila. It's the water that's moving beneath it. Now, says Tosis, is bothered with the question. It says, I've got the very Gemara, the Kedushin Adon, Kedushin Avlam Gemara, Bezamin, the Gemara tells the Talmud Chacham Rachav. When the Talmud Chacham is getting a ride in a chariot, Kemalatam is like he's moving and you have to get up in his honor. So, wait a second, didn't we just say that when the item is stationary and what's moving beneath it doesn't make it like it's moving? So, this is not difficult because, how over here, the locha of chatz of a court to Mishum Yad is Rabbi. The Gemara tells us later on, the Yud, next half, that it's included from the halacha of like how a hand works and acquires. Oh, Baba Shabbat, the Midiyad. So, that's similar to the hand, the Minichnaicha, which is stationary, but a Mamtila, but it does move Imgufi with his body. Which is exactly the equivalent of what we're saying with the boat. And same thing with him, Pergeram and the Shabbos, Navahim and Bays. When you have a case of Eggers and Nacht, that Safal Gabbaman, but floating on the water. Lach is Lahab Anocha, it's not considered as what you need to have for the Malacha Betzah, Akir, picking up Anocha, putting it down. It's not considered like you put it down, because it's floating. Eggers, Bakli. Now, if you have a nut in a vessel, Bakli, Safal Gabbaman, and then the vessel is floating on the water, so the Gemara says, Mawasta Locha. So the question is also, what do you mean? So don't we say over here that it's stationary? No. That's because we need it to be similar to how the melacha was on the Mishkan. And they wouldn't put objects misnadid on something that was moving. So regarding that, we'll consider that as stationary. But regarding arsug over here, regarding acquiring, since it's similar to his hand, kani, he acquires, again, in contrast to the tamachachem and the melacha b'shabbos, they would consider it as moving and not stationary. I think the woman's not going to be divorced if you put it into her basket in her head. Which Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains, because what do you mean? How did not? We learned the Mishnah, Zark Lutar Kalsam Gudeshas. To her into her basket, she's divorced. Which says, it's a wonder. Look, Mimba Kifusa. Oh, how do you know that that would be a right to what our grandmother's trying to say? Maybe she was tied up. So it says, B'Shem and nearly, or the Gird says, or Shemaniraloi, maybe it appears to him that would be a deichik to say that the halacha of the mishnah specifically when she's tied up, or inami. Another person says hachem nisvan parach. The gemara is actually not asking from a mishnah; it's from logic. Because the parach misvina, like we asked by the case of the boat, the limitkach mishnah wasn't coming from halacha of a mishnah. It's just like it's not logical that a woman would not be that divorced that way. And so you see that actually that does work. Next test master begins the gemara, but lima ma. Why doesn't the master say unlad machlekes? The machlekes says, not from Ashratani, but from Anitani, which Chase explains, B'yachako, what are they disagreeing about? But Tevis L'bachaya, when you grab for a creditor, B'mokam Shechav L'chem, whereas it's a liability for other creditors. But B'loimitam Migu, not like Rashi. And it's not because of a Migui, like, oh, like, you know, Migu D'zachanav, Shezachanav L'chabri. No, the Rav Chizda, the Amar, Kamar of Nachman, B'samach, Rav Chizda says, shortly like Rav Nachman, that Amagvim Tzilech Haveir Lekanech Haveiroi, who holds that if you pick up a found object for his friend does not acquire. Islay Perikam the Gittin, he holds in Gittin of Yerav and Beis, the Pligi B'Tivis L'Achayv, that the disagreement is regarding the Halacha Tivis L'Achayv. The Loimitam migui. Not because it depends on migui. Adi doch le'en papa. The papa rejects and says, no, the migui, maybe there's going to be migui. So you see that this opinion that we're saying over here, as we see from Rav Chisda, who holds like Reb Nachman, that that obviously it's based on the principle of if you have migui and tzilach haber, it's kind of haberoi. That's the nothing to do with migui, even without migui. And then Rav Papa wants to say over there that, oh, maybe it's because of migui. So therefore, if the Gemara is saying is not like Rashi, it says it's based on one migui. No, it'd be based on the principle because could you be migui and tzilach haber, and then the chaver will be kind.